In last week's show, we had Gary Ellickson once again and talked about, you know, making sure that our service technicians are not selling out of their own back pocket. We want to make sure that we change their mindset. And we had a big conversation last week about that change. This week, Gary's going to come back in and talk about the first three steps of what it takes to begin that change. Join us now, Mr. Gary Ellickson.
The B there is what we call the three D's, and you should write these down. The first D is the desire to change. That's the desire for you to adjust whatever you're doing today as a habit in order to influence what you want tomorrow. You can't keep doing the same stuff that you're doing today and expect a different set of results. The cliche of that's the definition of insanity is true. So that is an important component. The desire to change is something that is not necessarily wired into people. You have to physically change what your habits are, and that's tough, but it's something that you can do, and I'll teach you exactly how to do that. The second D is the discipline to physically do the work. You can't lose weight and keep eating 100 donuts in a day. It's not going to happen. So if you want to change the way your weight structure is set up, you're going to have to change your diet. There's a cliche that says in fitness, you know, abs are made in the kitchen, meaning that you can't outrun your fork. No matter what you do, you can't outrun your fork. You have to control your diet first. 80% of fitness is proper diet. 20% is what you do in the gym. So no matter what you do, the discipline to adjust what you're doing has to be a part of this discussion. So we have the desire to change and the discipline to do the work. And that's not easy to do. Most people say, oh, I want what I want, but I'm not willing to actually change, nor am I willing to actually do that. Oh, you want me to do that? No, I can't do that. So the third D is the dedication to your craft. Now, most of you are fantastic technicians. Most of you can fix, you know, most anything. In fact, you've probably forgotten more how to fix than I have in my entire body. The thing about it is, it's not about whether or not you fix the machine. It's whether or not you learn how to fix the customer. So that's a skill set that we need to make sure that you learn, that we put in place. And so if you don't currently have that skill set, that's one of those desire to change, discipline to do it, and the dedication to your craft. So I'm going to give you a series of steps inside of this whole process where we're talking about. And it says, there's technique. That's where number three is. I can control what happens in life if I have the proper technique. You see the Olympics, these little Bulgarian guys that are about my height, they're probably quite a bit more physically muscular because they've spent enough time in the gym to build up those muscles. But they're basically 180-pound midgets, if you will. And what they're doing is they're lifting 500 kilograms, you know, sort of 700, 800 pounds, and they're deadlifting and they're using clean and jerk and they're using the proper technique. What they're doing is almost unfathomable. I can't even move the bar. So, but they're the same size, but what they've done is they've put the work in, they've put the discipline in to train their muscles, they've dieted correctly, and they've had a coach, plus they've videotaped themselves under specific conditions so that they see themselves and they understand the technique on how not only just to move the bar, but to lift that thing, clean and jerk it, put it up here, or press it over top of your head. Now, that sounds like a drastic example. What we're talking about is basically changing the structure of how you view your own life and whether or not you want to put together a personal prosperity plan or whether or not what I call the personal achievement plan. It's that individual platform for you sitting down and saying, hey, this is what I want out of life. This is what I'm interested in. Whatever that is, I have to put together a roadmap for success. And so I'm going to show you how to do that. I can't make you do it. You own the three D's and you own your talent. What I can support you with is number three, the technique, most assuredly.
You know, it's very important that we embrace change, because if you don't like change, which can be difficult, you know, try extinction, because that can sometimes be the result if we don't change. Change can be hard, but it can be done. One of the things we have to do is learn that the neural pathways in our brain can actually change. As these pathways change, our thinking patterns can change also. I want to share with you some information I read about years ago. It's a study that NASA did that talks about how we can change the neural pathways.
So I think the real key to success in life is to figure out, you know, where am I? Where do I want to go? And what are the directions to get there? You know, the same is true for you. Where are you in your life with your money, your relationships, you know, your health? Where would you like to go? And then what are the directions to get there? The key then is to make those directions second nature. You got to make them a habit. Now, we've all heard the old wisdom that, you know, it takes about 25 or 30 days for something to become a habit. And I've always wondered, why is that? I've heard that since I was a kid, you know, 25 to 30 days for something to become a habit. Well, a couple of years ago, I read a fascinating story about a project, a research project that NASA did years ago. What they did is they took a group of astronauts and they wanted them to be prepared to operate their spacecraft from different perspectives. And one of those perspectives was upside down. They wanted the astronauts to be able to operate the spacecraft if they got hit in the head or they were floating upside down or whatever. So what they did is they got a mock-up spacecraft and they put goggles on the astronauts. And the goggles were designed to invert their vision 180 degrees. So they literally were looking at all the controls of the spaceship, you know, from an upside-down perspective. And they had to wear these goggles 24/7 for weeks and weeks and weeks and learn how to operate the spacecraft, you know, with everything being upside down. Well, the crazy thing is, after about 3.5 weeks, one of the astronauts goes to the researchers and says, "Hey, man, we got a problem here. My vision is corrected. It's straightened itself out." And they said, "Well, that's impossible. The goggles invert your vision." He goes, "Well, I mean, I got up today and my vision is completely, you know, back where it's supposed to be." Within a few days, every astronaut in the study experienced the same phenomenon. Their vision was corrected in about 25 to 30 days. And what the researchers finally discovered is that it takes the brain about 25 days to carve new neural pathways to correct the vision. Because listen, the body and the mind, they already knew where gravity was, right? They weren't really in zero gravity. And it took the brain about 3 or 4 weeks to catch up with the new activity and to carve new neural pathways to correct the vision. So that's really important to remember as you figure out where you are, where you want to go, and the directions to get there. As you begin to implement those directions, understand it's going to take the brain a few weeks to catch up. It's going to take you 25 to 30 days for that new activity to become a habit.